You're not happy for me?
Okay, everybody, we're starting. We're ready to go. Another very special week. Let's go.
Hi, how are you?
Okay. Hi, everybody. Okay, listen, nobody say we're discussing a very special Kenyan HaTorah. We're getting to the next one. It's very similar to the last one. The last one was Misrachik Mer HaKavod, to stay away from COVID, which is what we were just talking about. That's how we got into that conversation. Now we're discussing not Misrachik Mer HaKavod, V'loy Megis Liboy B'Talmudai. A person should, you don't be Magus Liba. What's Magus? Don't be haughty. Don't be very haughty. Don't be so proud of yourself. Now this is a big problem because we know we're all brought up. You got to feel good about what you do, especially you guys come from. That's the staple. You got to make everyone feel amazing. Whoa, you did a little bit. Whoa!
I wasn't
amazing.
Brought up that way.
What?
I wasn't brought up that way.
Okay. The way I was brought up is you're supposed to be feeling good about something. What does it mean for Lomegas?
I want to tell you
what I feel. To me, is probably throughout my career, we'll call it, from the most powerful Mishnayos. Right? I think it's a big issue. To me, a powerful Mishnah is that I can remember who said it. I don't remember who says it.
Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai.
Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Im lamadita Torah harbe. If you learned a lot of Torah, then al tachzik tova la'atzvacha. Don't put yourself. We learn chazakas now. You know what chazaka means. Don't put yourself in the status of Tova, I'm a good guy. I learned a lot. Come on, I can't. You walk out of Seder, like you pounded away, you had a great Seder, and you come out, and then these guys that barely learned, and you come and you say, Lemaisa, these guys are losers, and I'm where it's at. Now, you feel that way? Well, you should. Okay. But al tachzik Tova la'atzvacha. Don't feel that way. Why? Ki lekach noitzarta. You should try to feel that way, but it has to be put in the kilakach leitzarta, because that's what you were created for.
That's normal.
That's what you were created for. You're just doing your job. Anyone else, you feel bad for that they're not doing it. But you could feel. What I say, it doesn't say you shouldn't feel full. You shouldn't feel accomplished. It doesn't say al tachzik tova la'atzvacha doesn't mean not to feel accomplished. Don't feel that I'm where the good's at. I'm like, whoa, like get extra, be machzik on the toiv, because kalkach l'sarat. That's what you're here for. There's no other purpose. We're gonna discuss mainly that.
Yeah, but the haughtiness that comes by Torah is an honest haughtiness. But every other area,
we spoke about real covenant. We already spoke about the real covenant. I think we spoke about it. I'm almost sure. I asked. We spoke about the real covenant. What is real covenant? What's considered chashuv? That the connection to Hashem is considered covenant. Hashem is covenant, and my connection to Hashem is covenant. But that doesn't mean that I'm great. You ever saw a computer walking around like, hey man, I'm the best computer in the world? It's not possible because he was programmed.
Because he can't walk.
And if he could walk, then he's not prouder that he could walk, because that's what he's programmed to do. I'm asking. You can't be, because it's the guy who programmed it. The guy who programmed it thinks he's proud that he's the biggest genius in the world. He's the world's smartest inventor. Fine, but tomorrow there's going to be someone bigger and better than him. Just shut up. Just be proud. Take the money and be happy. Walk away. Don't you got to keep on moving on. If you don't keep on moving on, there's nothing. We see this in computers. Someone who is Chosha, who is the greatest inventor in computers 20 years ago, is a nothing now. I remember when those. Okay, whatever. I remember the first cell phones. It wasn't a cell phone, it was in a car. It was a car phone. And you have to have almost the whole trunk was what you needed for a battery. The battery was in a suitcase.
What was this?
It was a car phone that you were able to move it. It was like. It's not a normal thing. You had these. There's all these different gadgets. Everything changed. Now, okay, so let's discuss. So let me just go the way the B'nai Chal goes through it, okay? The two things. First of all, one thing, he brings up
this brings me to Silas Sharm, which is not the point I said. What's wrong with being a Baga'i? If you're a Baga'i with learning, you come and say something. This is something that we should really talk about also. That if you speak about, if you're real proud of the way you learn, how you learn, what you said, then you're not going to listen to someone else, and you're never going to come out to the right track. A chavusa is meant to help you. You need a chavusa. He doesn't need you. He doesn't need you. And the one thing that kills me, and I'm not saying that I'm great at it. I'm saying what everyone knows is like, if someone's going to say a great pshat, so he shouldn't be so proud of himself. Okay, no, but when you said the chavusa is fine. Yeah, but that's what I said. I said no, it's not what you said. You said something else. And you didn't say, who cares? Do we both know pshat now? Okay, so you said it. You didn't say it. What does it have to do with what you said before? It makes no difference. You're fighting about that's not Torah b'chlal. To fight about what you said before, if that's what you meant, if it isn't what you meant, it became a personal fight. You took it out of actually trying to figure yourself out and learning. And we're fighting about did I say it or not? Who cares what you said? It's not about you being right, you him being right. Who cares who's right? That's the whole point. Al taksav tarei la'atzmecha. What you want to do is know the simple pshat. It says when two people went in to learn, a father and a son, in the beginning they were enemies and they came out as oyavim. They came out as loving each other even more because of the fight they had. Because the fight they had was just to get the real pshat. When you're, if the two people put money into to stocks and back and forth, we moved it from here, we moved it from here, moved it from here, we moved it from here, and then it closed. It was 5 o'clock. There's no more stock market closed. 5 o'clock or 4 o'clock? 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock. It's over. There's nothing doing. And the next day we weren't able to start right away. And it was back and forth. I took some out, he put some in, and we were moving back and forth. And somehow or another, by the next day, stuff went up and stuff went down, and we had the perfect formula to make millions of dollars. Because only because we weren't able to move it right away, it was right before Shabbos, and whatever. And we came out of millionaires. It's like, and so now you guys are going to fight whose fault it was that we made it. Who cares? We got the pshat. You made the money. It makes a difference what originally you thought this and then you thought that. That makes no difference. In business, it might make a little more difference to learn from your mistakes, but over here, we're just trying to know pshat. That's number one. That's the first thing. The second thing is very important, and it's so important to know what we're saying, that this is what we're here for, and there's so much out there. You're never gonna fill your quota. Never, ever will you fill the most possible learning that you can do. There's no such thing. No such thing that you can be happy with yourself. And this is we're gonna learn over here how it's possible that someone so big and so great could be such a big anav. And we really spoke about this once before. But it's because the more he does, and the more he sees, and the more he knows about, there's no end. I'm going to read you a few things from Gemaras, and then we have over here stories and nice vertloch, and we'll see what we can do, how far we can go, how high we can become, and how low we can. No, it's not low. It's you feel fulfilled when you just accomplish. People that are Bali Gaiva is because they don't feel full inside. If you feel full inside, you have no reason to pick yourself up over other people. We all know that. Everybody knows that the people that are knocking people down are always the people that are not full inside. If people feel full inside, there's no reason to do it. So let's go through a few things. Rabbeinu Yonah says, listen to this. The Mishnah, there's another Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, which is, this is taken out of this Mishnah. I don't know, like it's a rerun over here we got. Listen to what the Mishnah says. Hagas liboy b'hayra. Magus liboy b'hayra, right? The next one, which is really what we're supposed to be doing together, they put it together. V'seinu sameach b'hayra. I'm not happy with Pesach. I get to paskin. I'm all proud of myself. You know, it's like you feel, you ever see like a Rebbe walking around like with like his head up, thinking he's going to buy, you know, he's like waiting until someone forces him to like put on one of these fancy, you know, rabbi hats and frocks. That's just not him, right? You can't imagine him wanting that, and he does, I promise you. But like, because he worked very hard, and he knows all halacha, and he's able to answer your questions. And he's scared every time he has to pass him. What happens if he makes a mistake? But he tries his hardest, and that's how he's good. So hagas liboy behoyra. Listen to this. What would you call a guy that's proud of the fact that he knows halacha and he's able to pass him? You're proud. You're good. Baruch Hashem. So says the Mishnah. Ready? Shoite. Nice. Rasha. And he's a gasruach. He's a balgaiva. What do you got that? Shoite, Rasha, and gasruach. Now what's the pshat? So I'm going to read you Rabbeinu Yonah, and we'll talk about it a little bit, and we'll give one or two examples. Shechoshev ba'atzma, he thinks to himself, ki yodea lehoyrois, he knows how to psak, v'lo yit, he's never going to make a mistake. He's never going to make a mistake. Harizeh shoite, shechoshev hu, this is what he thinks. Shehu choshev be'ena, he thinks he's choshev. I am choshev. Lemaisa, I spent 25 years, and I know. And I know, you know that it's that they say, Moshe Feinstein said he knew everything, right? He learned. He went through Shas. If I remember the numbers, and maybe I'm mixing up, it's before the end of his life. He went through Shas 250 times and Shulchan Aruch 400 times. It means 400 times Shulchan Aruch. It's not a normal thing. That doesn't make sense. I can't even dream of two times. Well, I mean, I have to dream it one time at least, but you know, like, but no, seriously, that means he was never sure of himself, and he loved learning, and he just wanted to get it better and better and better and better and better, and really, really do it right. So it's a shoite, but you think that you're not going to make the mistake, you're stupid. And then he says Rabbeinu Yonah, I just told this to someone on the way here, so to one of the rabbeim I met on the way out, we're talking about a person. Ki haksil, a stupid person, he could do averis. It says a stupid person thinks he's smart and he thinks he's going to get everything right. The dumb guy is always the guy that he knows everything, right? And he feels that God gets to humanity. So averis man of yeshlo, but still, a guy who's haksil and does averis. He has hope because he knows he does wrong things, but a guy who thinks he's smart has got no hope. You're not going to go nowhere because you think you got everything right, and you're never going to listen to anyone that's going to correct you. That's number one. Let's keep on going. I want to read you a chazanish that Rabbi Tzio brings down over here, right here. It says as follows. You know, you talk about the G'dayli Olam, big people. That's Yo Salomon. He should have a full shlemer, gesund and stark, and continue leading Klal Yisrael.
Amen.
Think about the G'dayli, right? You know, they know everything. We think that everything's good. That's what we said. They have to be scared. The Gemara in Yevamah, before we get to Ramat Sobris, Chazanish, Gemara in Yevamah says, L'Olam Yir Adayan Atzmai. Now you got to become a dayan because you're the top. A dayan should see himself. There is a sword between his feet, ready to chop him up. The gehenim he's doing. You know, it says a dayan when he's yeshiv din. Hashem is standing. Elohim nitzav bad Elohim nitzav bad asel. Hashem is together with him, and Hashem is doing this. This is the king of the world when a guy is doing din, right? But you have to look at yourself as that there's a sword ready to chop you up. The Gehenim psucha lo mitachtav. There's Gehenim underneath me. And it's scary. I got to get the right psach. And the Rambam continues. He says, and he has to know, V'yodea mihu din, mihu dayan. Who's the real dayan? V'lefnei mihu din, dan. And in front of who? He's dining in front of Hashem. Hashem is right there. Umi asa lipara. im nota mikav emes, if it's not perfect. You gotta be perfect. You have to know. And it says so many places you have to go over and over and over. Everything has to be perfect. You don't necessarily know everything. You can be the biggest guy in the world. You can still make mistakes. And this right here is where I want to bring out the Matnas Chaim. He brings the Chazon Ish. In other words, Matzisel brings the Chazon Ish, and then we'll move on into Bnei Chaya, whatever we could do. Chazon Ish says, all the kinyanim, the ikar is the kinyani Torah. You want to hit kinyani Torah. You want to get what's right. And I hold that just like this is a musu shmuz for the gedolei olam, which it is, that you can't depend on everything you know. But it's a bigger musu shmuz to us to show us what we can do. Listen to this. Val kula ma kinyanim sheim loy asa and lots of kinyanim kana ha'ikar. Ha'ikar, what's the ikar? All the kinyanim. If you don't do any of the kinyanim, he can't get a real kinyan. Ha'ikar lehis ragel, to get ourselves used to. Bizchiras ha'emuna. We have to remember, emuna, this is emunavad, I told you. We're going to get some emunavad too. Bizchiras emuna, shekol b'dei shemayim, everything b'dei shemayim, gam hatzlochas halimud. It has nothing to do with how smart you are. It has nothing to do with how many years you were learning. It has nothing to do with how many tesisim you have on your belt. It doesn't have to do with anything. Everything is siyata d'shmaya. Believe it. You must believe it. Gam hatzlochas halimud. Ve'aliyah b'yir shemayim. Hakol b'dei shemayim chutz mi'yir shemayim. Hold on. Let's say this. Ve'chaviv in Yisrael. And Hashem loves us. Hashem loves Yisrael. She'ein tzvichim shliach. We don't need any... We don't need any shliach to someone to get us into college. We don't need someone. We don't need some kind of special way, a doctor or someone who teaches us how to do things. We can do it on our own. Now how? Everyone, v'chol bar nash b'kerch elim, says this is a chazanish talking. Every single person has the ability to find good al yedei tefila. Like the Gemara says. You can't learn learning without tefillah. Tefillah without learning is a waste of time. And we have the ability to daven, that we have the koyach to learn. And even if we think we have the koyach to learn, it's not mochach that we have the koyach to learn. We can forget any second. If we believe that Torah is Hashem's Torah, that is Hashem's Torah, so just because I know it today, it doesn't mean I'm going to know it tomorrow. And just because I don't know it today, I would like to add, it doesn't mean that we're not going to know it tomorrow. We have all seen every single one of us, even were on our own level, that we didn't used to enjoy it as much. We didn't used to believe that we could do it as much. And something just happened. I don't know, one time, after a while, it got much better. And we still have a long way to go. And we're always going to have a long way to go. That's what davening is for. Okay, and it keeps on going with this concept. But the concept, first of all, we have to realize that Torah comes from somewhere else. If it's Hashem's Torah, you can't be proud of it. It's not going to help you to be proud of it. It could leave in a second. And there's so much more. And if we're not going to try to get there where there's so much more, we'll never be anywhere. So that's step number one. That we have to realize that it's there for us to get, and whatever is there is only because Hashem gave it to us. Hashem gave you something, you're not proud. Like I said, the computer, the car is not proud that it's walking around. Even if it's a fancy car, it's the most expensive car that you could get. It's still, the car is not proud of itself because someone made it. Hashem made us there to do that. And speaking of whatever, when we go upstairs, whatever's going to happen, Hashem is going to ask us, and what about the other thing? Oh, you weren't able to do it. Fine, no problem. If you said you did your fullest, then it's good. And if not, it doesn't. You don't get anywhere if you can't do your fullest. So I just want to speak out.
I want to ask you, what's the right?
How do you know when your fullest is?
No, that too. But what's the right motive somebody's supposed to have when it comes to learning?
Okay, let me go through his things. We're not gonna do learning now. We're trying to. I want to get here. I'm never gonna do it. And afterwards, we'll try to work on it. Okay, that's a vart. I want to tell you over before the most powerful story that he brings out. He was in a mushel. He said he heard a nice mushel. I love the story. He doesn't say where he brought it down from. You know, the Torah is so big and so amazing, and we just don't believe it. A smart person, the smarter you are, the more you realize is there. the more you realize it's there, and the more you realize it's there, then like you can't say you got there. You know, finally, I saw it today from Mrs. Zalman Meltzer said Torah Hashem is so nice. He gave us so much Torah. Even Shas is 36 mesechtas. If Hashem gave us just one mesechta, even just one mesechta, and that's all we learned our entire life, that still we still wouldn't be able to know it fully. There's no way. Everything is so big. The more you're there, the more you know. The more you get involved, the more you see that there is so much more to know. It's impossible. It's like, you know, it's like you can imagine a guy, a guy doing graphics. I know someone doing graphics. A guy doing graphics. That's such a silly mushroom. I don't forget graphics. I thought before I came in I was going to say mushroom from someone working out. Okay? I love working out. I think it's great for guys. It builds a lot. We'll discuss it another time. But, okay, finally you got to 200 pounds. What? 200 pounds with one hand. Okay, but you finally got there. So what, that's enough? Well, you can't do 220. Ha ha, someone else that can. And even if it isn't someone else that can, there's no end to where you could go, right? There's no end. You can never end in that. So you could run the marathon in 4 minutes and 62 seconds. Whatever, that race. But if you keep on practicing, you get 4 minutes and 60 seconds, and then you'll be harder for the guy in the world in the Guinness Book of World Records to get you. I think there's no end to where you could get, and I don't think I could do 4:62. I can't even do it in 15 minutes. But that guy that could do 4:62, he wants to get a little even better. What happens again? He's another guy. He heard there's a guy that's 3 years behind him that he's probably going to be better. So he has to... How many home runs can you hit? You're never finished with... Used to be Babe Ruth's record. That was the... You know, that's all you need. But now it's like, you know, crazy. Listen to this story. The muscle that he gives over here is very big. It's like a plane. But someone who doesn't know what a plane is. This is such a—it's a powerful muscle to me. I don't know; it hit me. There's a plane. You see a plane in the air, and this guy was never on a plane. My kid, all my kids have been on planes, but some of them don't remember ever being on planes. Okay, and you see a plane, but you see a plane flying in the sky. That's all they see. They never went to never in an airport. Let's say they were in an airport. And you see a plane flying in the sky. And you tell that, you know, in that plane, there's 572 people in the plane. Ask him, 572 people in the plane. Or you tell someone like us that a star is like, I don't know, hundreds of times bigger than the world. That doesn't make any sense. Times like this big, right? Okay, but a plane we could fathom more. That doesn't make any sense. It can't be. Because that's why they don't understand what a plane is. You don't know what a plane is. And if the plane comes a little lower, or if I go a little higher and I see the plane gets a little bigger, I could hear that there's maybe 20 people on the plane, right? But then when you get even closer and you see the plane from the outside, hey, that plane is massive. My kid just the other day told me, saw a picture in one of these, in something, and it said there's 800 people in a boat. It was a picture of a boat, a small boat. He said, you can't fit 800 people in that boat. I said, this boat, they can fit way more than 800 people. What? It can't be. But I just as I'm saying it, I remember the thing. But the word is that we see like, I just had the other day, I just took out my Bar Ilan. You know, I have the whole Shas, everything in the world, hundreds of things in a little thing over here. That's the whole Shas. That's how we look at Shas. We can't imagine what it is. We don't realize how big it is. You know, you think You get him a sechta. You get him a sechta. You know, the back is not so important anyway. So rosh, whatever. That's not for us. So we're going to do like this. Taisus. I'm not so much to taisus. Into the big words. Big words. We do the big words. We know it. We read it once. We know simple translation. You know, maybe even pashup shat of a whole mesechta. Amazing. But it's just so big. It's so big. And the more you learn, the more you know. And the more you know you don't know. The more you know you want to know. And the more your life is just to be able to find the more, to get into it, to get involved, to make it part of your life. The more and more that you're able to know, it's exciting. And you can't say you're proud of yourself. Okay, you finished learning. You met a guy going out and say, listen, I don't feel anymore. The more you know, the more you want to know. In anything. You see, you ever found someone that knew all the stats? All the stats in sports, someone's way better than everyone else, but the things that he doesn't know. Now there's an answer to that. There's an end to that. The Torah, there's no end. We don't even know most of the stuff. I could tell you, you know, there's no end. There's no end to what we have to know. And that's the pshat. There's a few verlach we're not going to do now. That's the pshat. That's the feeling that we have to have. The feeling we have to have that there is no end. And we're lucky for whatever we have to know. Be proud of everything you have. Because that's what we were created for. It doesn't mean to look down on yourself. Be proud of whatever you know. Feel good about whatever you know. But don't, whatever, there's no end. Don't think you're finished.